Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get some, the lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome into Warriors Wrap Up. Mark Randy with you here on 95.7 The Game. After another Warriors win, the final score tonight inside of Chase Center, Warriors 123, Grizzlies 118. The game was not that close. A 5-point margin is the final score, 123-118. But this was a game where the Warriors led by as many as 24 points in the second half. After a little bit of a slow beginning to the game, which has kind of become a theme for the Warriors, this one wasn't that bad, but the Grizzlies did have an early lead. The Warriors essentially led wire to wire once they overcame that little bit of a slow start. And the game was never in doubt, even though it was ultimately only a 5-point game. The Grizzlies, they played maybe harder down the stretch of the game when the outcome was already determined than you could say at some other points of this basketball game. And there was a lot to be excited about if you're a Warrior fan. There's a lot to be, encouraged by moving forward. The Warriors now 10-2 on the season. They're 4-1 at home. They're 2-0 in their group in the NBA Cup. If you are a big fan of the NBA Cup, the Warriors have a fantastic opportunity to advance to the knockout stage. We can talk more about that later. My larger point here as we begin on Warriors wrap-up, and it's Mark Randy with you. I'd love to hear from you guys. 888-957-9570. That is both the number to call in and join the show. It's also the Comcast Business text line. This game was marred by what happened in the second half, and obviously a big part of that is the way that the players were playing. But man, the whistles just took this game from exciting to painful to watch. That second half, my goodness, that was one of the more ugly halves of basketball that I've had the privilege, I don't know if privilege is the right word, of watching in my lifetime. Some of the full numbers from this game, and then I'll give you some of the numbers from just the second half. The Golden State Warriors committed 28 fouls in this basketball game. The Memphis Grizzlies committed 21 fouls. The Grizzlies shot 33 free throws. The Warriors shot 25 free throws. Okay, all of those numbers are a lot, but why don't we focus in on what happened in the second half, huh? In the second half alone, the Warriors committed 20 fouls, which led to 28 free throw attempts by the Memphis Grizzlies. That's in one half of basketball. 20 Warrior fouls. There's 24 minutes in a half of basketball. The Warriors nearly committed a foul a minute in the second half, and the Grizzlies shot 28 free throws in the final 24 minutes of this basketball game, which lasted nearly 2 hours the second half. Memphis, meanwhile, in the second half only, they committed 14 personal fouls, and the Warriors shot 21 free throws in the second half alone. So combine those numbers in the second half of this basketball game, over 24 minutes, the third quarter and the fourth quarter, there were 34 combined personal fouls, plus there were technical fouls. Draymond Green got two techs in the final 2 minutes of this game. Steve Kerr got a tech. There were multiple reviews, challenges that, by the way, were overturned and won by Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors. So 34 personal fouls combined, plus all these other stoppages. And 49 combined free throws in the final 24 minutes of this basketball game. That is absurd. That is crazy. And the bottom line is the Warriors got to win. They're now 10-2. You defended your home court. You won a game you probably should have won. You know, check off that box, check off the next box, and check off the other one. Like, the Warriors did their job. But, man, that second half was so ugly. It kind of takes away from everything the Warriors did well in the first half and really throughout this basketball game. Let's go even further, though. Those were just the second half numbers. Let's focus on Memphis's free throws. Memphis attempted 28 free throws in the second half. The most free throw attempts by a Warriors opponent this season for an entire game came first game of the year in Portland against the Trail Blazers when the Blazers attempted 30. So entering tonight, the most free throws an opponent versus the Warriors had attempted in the single game was 30. The Grizzlies attempted in this entire game, how many free throws? 33, and 28 of them were in the second half. 30 was the previous total game high against the Warriors, and the Grizzlies put up 28 in the second half alone. Man, that was an ugly second half. And we're going to get past this, and we're going to talk about some of the other reasons to be excited. The Warriors were really balanced offensively. Again, Steph Curry did not need to play in the fourth quarter. That's the third time in a Warriors win he did not need to play in the fourth quarter, which is a great sign. It's the fourth time overall, a game in which he actually played in. He did not play in the fourth quarter. You think back to that Cleveland game on the road when the Warriors were blown out of that one. They did not need to play Steph Curry in the fourth quarter either. So four fourth quarters, Steph hasn't needed to play, three of them in wins, one of them in a loss. That's good for the Golden State Warriors. They have a direct path to winning their group in the NBA Cup. They stay on pace with Oklahoma City atop the Western Conference. There's so much to be excited about. And tonight was another step in the right direction, but I just can't get over what that second half was. That was one of the ugliest halves of basketball that I've seen in a really, really long time. Draymond Green got ejected because he got two technicals in the final couple of minutes of this basketball game. Not necessarily arguing a single call, but I think it was just overall the frustration of all of the whistles in the second half. Steve Kerr also got a technical for basically the same thing late. And once the final buzzer sounded, he kind of chased down a couple of our officials tonight. And I don't know exactly what he said. We can probably guess some of what he said. Some I can't repeat here on the radio. But he was aggressively like finger pointing and screaming in the general vicinity of a couple of the officials tonight. That's how frustrated the Warriors were. And you know what? Instead of me putting words in Steve Kerr's mouth, why don't we hear from Coach Kerr here early on Warriors wrap-up? I'll allow you guys to get your texts in, to get your phone calls in, 888-957-9570. That, again, is the number to call. It's also the Xfinity mobile text line. But let's hear from Coach Kerr, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, addressing the media post-game after tonight's Warriors win, 123-118. You win, you're 10-2. You're 2-0 in your group in the NBA Cup. I'm sure a lot to be happy about if you are Steve Kerr and the Warriors, but I think much like me, Steve Kerr having a hard time shaking what happened in the second half with all of those fouls, all of those whistles, and all those free throws. Let's take a listen. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr post-game addressing the media after the Warriors win. Here's Coach Kerr.
officials are being upset with the officials at the end. I'm just, can you take us through, I guess, what upset you and maybe even Draymond too?
I'm going to choose not to speak on the officiating.
Did you get an explanation on the second Draymond technical?
No.
What was the key to slowing them down from the outside today? I think they finished 17% from three.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our defense was really active, and we had guys flying around. Everybody who came off the bench played with great energy, and you know, it's one of the things that we've established this year is that every group's going to play really hard and challenge every shot, and I thought that was. That was the key to the win tonight. Everybody just came off the bench ready to roll.
Steve, how would you describe the way this game played out?
It was just kind of disgusting. Last quarter and a half, it was disgusting. I felt bad for our fans having to watch just what transpired. Just the, you know, but great win, and we'll take the win and we'll move forward.
It looked to the naked eye like it was pretty physical out there. A lot of bodies flying around and falling. What do you think of all of that?
Yeah, it was very physical. I thought, you know, they're a very physical team, and we matched their physicality, and that was an important part of the win.
Were you frustrated at all with the way you guys played in the fourth quarter? Or, I mean, you obviously played so well.
I was frustrated with the flow of the game, and it was just disappointing.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Disappointing to see the game unfold the way it did. I give Memphis credit. They kept playing. Obviously, point differential matters. And, you know, so they played all the way through and made up some ground late. And so they did their job. And like I said, I'm thrilled with the win. Love the way our guys competed. And it was just too bad that the game had to just devolve into a parade to the free throw line.
You mentioned the bench, which I think was averaging 58 a game coming in. I think scored 67 today. I mean, what's sort of driving that, and how much are you depending on that at this point?
Depending on the bench?
Yeah.
I mean, that's our team. That's what we're built on. You know, we've got a lot of depth. We didn't have to play Steph in the fourth quarter, which is fantastic. We're trying to manage him through the season. And a night like tonight against a really good team in a physical game, that matters.
That's Steve Kerr post-game earlier tonight after the Warriors knocked off the Grizzlies. Again, final score 123-118. He, at first, when asked about the officiating in the second half, there was a long pause. I think you kind of hear him. I haven't seen the video of it, but I think you could hear him kind of like tapping his fingers at the podium inside the Chase Center, and then eventually said, "I'm choosing not to comment on the officiating." And then later was asked a more generic question: "How did you feel about how the game played out specifically in the second half?" And he said, "Well, the final quarter and a half was, quote, disgusting." He mentioned the parade to the free throw line. He talked about the flow of the game and how it was interrupted by all of the whistles and all the fouls. And he mentioned that he felt bad for the fans who were at this basketball game because they were not treated to very good basketball in the second half. And I agree 100% with everything that Steve Kerr said there. He also brought up something that is really important to note. I saw a lot of this in the stadium, sitting, you know, in press row, and there's, you know, the actual fans off to our left, and so many of them were wondering, why are the Grizzlies playing so hard in the final couple of minutes when they're down like 15 points with a minute and a half left? Like, why are they playing hard? Why are they still fouling? Why is Jaren Jackson Jr. still in? Like, why are the Grizzlies still going for this? Well, for me, it was relatively clear. After, you know, you dig into the rules of the NBA Cup, it was relatively clear the Grizzlies care about the NBA Cup because the tiebreaker in the NBA Cup standings, the group standings, includes point differential. So right now, because the Grizzlies only lost by five, they are in fourth instead of fifth place in West Group C. The Warriors are 2-0. They're the only team that has played two group games so far, two cup games in West Group C. The Warriors are 2-0. The Pelicans are 1-0. The Pelicans beat the Nuggets tonight. Nikola Jokic did not play for personal reasons, so the Pelicans second at 1-0. Then the Mavericks 0-1. Their loss was on Tuesday against these same Warriors. The Warriors won by 3. The Grizzlies are also 0-1. The reason the Grizzlies are 3, or pardon me, the Mavericks are 3 and the Grizzlies are 4 is because the Mavericks' point differential is only minus 3. The Grizzlies' point differential is minus 5. Then the Nuggets, also 0-1. Their point differential is minus 7. So point differential matters. It's why the Grizzlies are 4 instead of 5. If they only lost by 2 instead of 5, they would be 3rd in West Group C instead of 4th, because the Mavericks are going to point differential of minus 3. So really, wins, losses are the ultimate, of course, in West or in the NBA Cup. We know that. But if you got a tiebreaker between two teams, it's point differential. That's why the Grizzlies were going as hard as they were down the stretch. I think there are some teams who maybe might not be willing to do that because maybe they don't care as much about the NBA Cup. I'm sure there are some teams out there that feel that way. The Grizzlies, though, with their actions tonight, and I'm not saying I disagree, it just seems relatively clear that they care about the NBA Cup, because there's no other reason to trot out there Jaren Jackson Jr. and company when you're down by 15 points with 2 minutes left. Like, you're not coming back to win that basketball game. And while they did get back within 5 at the final score, it was never in doubt. The Warriors did not fret. Steph Curry did not play a single second in the fourth quarter. They were never concerned they were losing that basketball game. But it did have an impact on the point differential. And say the Warriors beat the Pelicans in New Orleans a week from now. Pelicans, one of the more injury-ravaged teams in the NBA at the moment. I think the Warriors would certainly be favored to win that game, assuming the injury report stays the status quo for these two teams. You do that, and then say you lose to the Nuggets, you would be 3-1. Maybe the Nuggets went out, they go 3-1. Then it would come down to point differential, and maybe this run down the stretch for the Grizzlies in this fourth quarter ultimately is the reason why the Warriors don't advance in the NBA Cup. But that's down the road. The Warriors still have two more NBA Cup games to play in the group stage. Every other team in their group, again, it's West Group C, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, and the Nuggets, they all have to play three more games. The Warriors have games against the Pelicans and the Nuggets left, and that is it for them. Each group winner advances to the quarterfinals, plus two at-large, two wild card bids. So each group winner, you have three groups per conference, six total groups. The six conference winners advance, and then two at-large bids advance as well. The Warriors sitting at 2-0, it feels like they have a decent chance of advancing to the quarterfinals, either by winning their group or by being one of the two teams that are picked from at large to advance to the quarterfinals as well. We could talk a little bit more about that, but now that we got out of the way all of the ugliness of that second quarter, we can dive into what helped the Warriors actually win this basketball game. It was a great defensive effort. The Memphis Grizzlies made 7 of 42 three-point attempts tonight. I thought we saw the Warriors in the first half, specifically in the first quarter, just find the code to breaking the Grizzlies. We can get into that on the other side as well. The Warriors were very balanced offensively. It was Buddy Hield with 18 points off the bench to lead the way. There were six double-digit scorers. Four others scored at least 8 points. So you've got 10 Warriors players that scored 8 or more points in this basketball game. A very, very balanced effort, and Steph Curry only had to play 26 minutes tonight. One thing we do have to mention, Lindy Waters III, who started without D'Anthony Melton, he had an amazing block in the second quarter, but he landed awkwardly and hyperextended his left knee or his left leg, and he immediately limped back to the locker room and he did not return. Waiting to hear something on his potential absence, but Lindy Waters did not play in the second half after he injured that left leg in the second quarter. Maybe we'll get an update before the night is over on Lindy Waters as well. But we can talk about all that and a whole lot more. We're just getting started here on Warriors Wrap-Up. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back after this quick break. It's Mark Randy with you after the Warriors win 123-118. Warriors Wrap-Up continues after this short break, right here on 95.7 The Game.
For circulation, and now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-0864 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American collector pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-473-0864 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-0864. That's 1-800-473-0864.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
All And that's your game. Anderson throws it up from midcourt. It went in. And boy, Andy Nagy is hearing it from Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he is.
That's as demonstrative as we've seen the coach in a long, long time.
Yeah, he is not happy.
No,
is he going after him again?
He is going.
He is going after him again.
He is pointing at Andy Nagy, Bill Kennedy, and Brian Forte. They need to get him out of there.
I'll be heading to the locker room after the game, so I'm going to find out what the heck that was all about.
Wow.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, that was Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert postgame here on 95.7 The Game after Steve Kerr just kind of made a beeline for half court as the final buzzer sounded, and he let the officiating crew tonight have a piece of his mind. And Tom Tolbert asking, you know, I'm going to try to figure out what that was all about. It was just about the flow of the game in the second half. And obviously, some of it has to do with, you know, players and committing some fouls and you know, just the way that the game flowed. But a lot of that has to do with how a crew decides to call a game of basketball. And Steve Kerr is a basketball purist. I don't know how many times I've heard him talk about like the act of reviewing calls, like the challenge, which he's actually been really good at so far this year. By the way, 2-0 on challenges tonight. He's now 7-2 on challenges this year, which is kind of like a change. Generally, he hasn't been the best in terms of the calls that he challenges. He hasn't been great at getting them overturned. So far this year, he's been awesome, 7-2. But he has said on multiple occasions, I would do away with replay review entirely. Just get the game going. Let's throw the ball in and let's play ball. So the way that this second half went, like, I think it almost serves as like a personal affront to Steve Kerr, because I mean the guy just loves the game of basketball so much, and that second half was not basketball. So I understand why Steve Kerr was as frustrated as he was. It was one of the tougher halves of basketball that I've watched in quite a while. Now, with that said, the Warriors got a win. And I think tonight, honestly, coming into this game, this is how I felt. And I was talking with one of the employees at our sister station, KCBS, in the office earlier today in downtown San Francisco. Shout out to Randy at KCBS. And we were talking about how this game tonight is a game the Warriors would have lost last year, right? Because the Warriors, on the road trip, 4-1, awesome wins in Boston and Oklahoma City. Then you return home. You're on the emotional high of upending Klay and the Mavericks and Klay's return to Chase Center. You get that win. Steph Curry screaming at the TNT camera for an extended period of time. You have 2 days off leading up to this game, and Memphis is without Ja Morant, right? Like, you've got everything going in your direction. The Warriors have not felt this good in a really long time, and Memphis is dealing with injuries. And if you were listening to Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Grizzlies, who stopped by for a quick visit, Walnut Creek native, you heard him say, well, you know, this is the first game they had Desmond Bane back, and he wasn't even in the starting lineup, and they're working on chemistry with all these units. Like, the Warriors had almost every conceivable advantage you could possibly have going into this basketball game. And yet the Warriors, even considering all of that, the Warriors had lost a game like this one like 8 different times last year. Like, how many times did we say here on Warriors Wrap-Up last year, this is the game the Warriors probably should have won? They had X, Y, and Z going for them, and they squandered it. They gave this one away. Like, this is a game the Warriors would have lost last year. And while the second half was incredibly ugly and frustrating to watch for the majority of those 24 second half minutes, you got the win, and ultimately that's what matters. Last year, the Warriors were 21-20 at home. 21-20 at home last year. They're 4-1 at home so far this year. They're 10-2 on the season, and they're 2-0 in the group stage of the NBA Cup at this point. They're just checking off box after box after box. So if we're looking for like an area of growth for the Warriors from year to year, and it's kind of odd to talk about that for a team that is as veteran as this team is with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins, right? And even Buddy Hield, who's a veteran, and Kyle Anderson, who's a veteran, and did I mention Andrew Wiggins, who's up there? Gary Payton II, a veteran. Like, you got all these experienced guys. So it's kind of odd to be talking about growth, you know, from one year to the next. But where this Warriors team has grown is, and I saw this on the Xfinity Mobile text line, or pardon me, the Comcast Business text line during Warriors Live earlier today. I can't scroll back and find it. There's too many messages burying it. But how tonight was felt like a trap game. And that's what got the Warriors so many times last year, right? You finally feel like they're taking steps in the right direction. They're building all this momentum, right? And then they just kind of drop an inexplicable game to a team that's dealing with injuries on the Warriors' home court. And suddenly all that momentum they were building is just suddenly gone. And then you kind of have to start from, you know, square one again and try to build that momentum organically again. And that's what made last year, I think, so frustrating for so many Warrior fans, was because you saw it in spurts. And you beat some teams that maybe, you know, you shouldn't have potentially, but then you get a game where you feel like you should win, and you kind of inexplicably lost it. So I think where we're seeing some growth from the Warriors, one of the areas, because we're seeing it in other areas as well, but one of the areas was tonight, and the Warriors just simply taking care of business against, you know, it was a nationally televised game on ESPN, but this wasn't, you know, the game that every basketball fan across the nation had their eyes on, like Tuesday when Clay and the Mavs were in town was. Like, this was kind of a sleepy Friday night game, and those were the kinds of environments and the kinds of games that got the Warriors in trouble last year, and they did not let that happen tonight, and that's a major step in the right direction. The Warriors win this game 123 to 118. I'd be remiss to not bring up this play. I think we saw the play of the season for the Golden State Warriors and maybe across the entire NBA. The Brandon Podziemski assist to Jonathan Kuminga on the fast break in the second quarter, one of the more spectacular plays I've ever seen on a basketball court. So the Grizzlies have the ball in the half court. The Warriors double-teamed the ball handler. I forget who it was. It might have been Scottie Pippen Jr. in the right corner. It goes to Kennard along the right wing, back to the corner, a baseline drive, and then they tried to get it to a cutting Brandon Clark, like down from the free throw line, and the ball was deflected away, I believe, by Kyle Anderson. Actually, it was Kuminga who came in from the weak side. I'm watching the play as I speak. Kuminga came in from the weak side and poked it away towards the right wing, where Podziemski was in the general vicinity, but it got past him, bounced towards the Warriors bench, and Podziemski, just a full-on sprint towards the sideline, saves the ball, barely staying in bounds with his right foot as he leaps into the air to grab the ball. And then as this is all happening, Kuminga, who got the deflection, just immediately starts racing down the court the other way, and Podziemski blindly, it seemed blindly, I'm like kind of trying to watch it frame by frame if he ever got his head around to see if anybody was running. It does not look like he did. Maybe he saw something out of his periphery, but he blindly whips the ball around his back with his left hand and throws a strike down court to Jonathan Kuminga. And we're talking about like 40 feet, the pass behind the back, blind from Podziemski, down the court, one hop to Jonathan Kuminga for a dunk. That was the best play of the Warriors season and maybe the best play across the entire NBA. And you know what? I'm sure Tim Roy nailed the call. Let's hear how it sounded earlier tonight on 95.7 The Game. Here is that play I'm talking about.
Back to Wells. Baseline stops, passing the lane too hard off of Clark. Saved by Podziemski. A beautiful pass to Kuminga. He went behind the back going out of bounds and led Kuminga right to the rim. How did he do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tim. I do not know how Brandon Pajemski did that. I think he was just thinking, well, I'm gonna save this as far away from where I am as possible because it's off the Warriors. There's no harm in trying to go for it. It's not like it was off of Memphis, and if he let it go out of bounds, it was going to be a turnover. But you also don't – I know it wasn't under your own basket, but you don't really want to save it and just give it to a Grizzly when they're in their offensive half of the floor and you are out of bounds and, like, crashing into the first row of seats because then the opponent has the advantage, right? They got a 5-on-4. And really, they would have had, like, a 5-on-2 because both Kuminga and Moody were sprinting down the floor the other way. So if Pajemski just kind of, like, taps it back in and Memphis grabs it, they probably get an easy bucket or at least they get an open three and maybe they make it. And that's kind of an unfortunate swing. So Pajemski probably just thought, I'm going to save it to the other half of the court. Maybe I got a guy down there, but worst case, either it goes out of bounds and it's Memphis ball, which it would have been anyway, or Memphis recovers it in the backcourt, but we are able to get all of our defense back in position and we're not in a bad spot. So that's probably what it was, but it turned out to be one of the most incredible plays I've seen in the NBA so far this year. A blind, behind-the-back save as he's running and then sprinting and then jumping out of bounds on the baseline and perfectly leads Jonathan Kuminga down the court. A one-hop seat. Like, it could not have been placed any better, and it needed to be pretty darn perfect because Jaren Jackson Jr., DPOY in the NBA 2 seasons ago, like, was pretty close to Kuminga and almost got up to contest that. So it had to be perfect, and it was. One of the more incredible basketball plays I've seen in a really long time. Maybe it was more coincidence than anything else just because Pajemski happened to save it to where Kuminga was running to, but I'd like to believe there was a little bit of, I don't know, rhythm there and a little bit of chemistry between Pajemski and Kuminga. I mean, Pajemski got the deflection, immediately started running, and Pajemski made the right decision. I'm going to save it on the other half of the court, and maybe something good happens, and something good definitely happened. That was an awesome basketball play by Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga earlier today. Other things that stood out to me in this basketball game, it's Warriors wrap-up again here on 95-7 the game. The Warriors 123, Grizzlies 118. The game really was not that close. The Warriors led wire to wire after a relatively slow beginning to this game. They got down early, ultimately led by 1 after the first quarter, led by 7 at halftime. That lead ballooned all the way up to 15 going into the fourth. They led by as many as 24. Final score is 123-118, so a margin of 5, but the game really was not that close. It was never in doubt in the fourth quarter. The Warriors maybe took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit, but it was also a moment where you could really never consistently get your foot on the pedal at all. Because of all the whistles and all the stoppages in the second half. But ultimately, a nice win for the Warriors. Draymond Green is having a career year shooting the basketball. He made 3 more threes tonight, 3 for 7 from downtown. Draymond Green was. And how about this as a statistic for you? Draymond Green has now made 2 or more three-pointers in 4 straight games, which ties his career best streak. The last time he'd done it before this current streak, again, 2 or more threes in 4 straight games, you got to go back to late December 2019. So we're talking about the 2019-2020 season, and that was the Warriors' season from hell, where you had Klay Thompson did not play the whole year because of his injury. You had Steph Curry, what was it, fracturing a bone in his hand early in the season. Draymond Green was kind of in and out of the lineup. So the fact that he made 2+ threes in 4 straight games during that season, kind of crazy. The only other time in his career he had done it was in early March of 2015, which was the first Warriors championship year. So Draymond Green, for the third time in his career, has made 2 or more threes in 4 straight games. But tonight, you also had the added fact that he made 3 threes, and with that and the Warriors' win tonight, the Golden State Warriors now, in Draymond Green's career, are 55-7 in the regular season when he makes 3 or more three-pointers in a game. 55-7 when he makes three or more threes in a game. He was 3 for 7 from downtown tonight. He was one of the reasons why the Warriors kind of ignited in the second quarter and they got going. Draymond made threes on consecutive possessions, added one more in the third quarter. 3 for 7 from downtown. And how about this? Entering tonight, Draymond Green, 45.7% from three-point range this year. That is his best single-season shooting percentage from three. His previous high, 39.5% just last year. So early returns on Draymond. Last year was not a fluke, and he's shooting better from downtown so far this year. And if he's up around 40%, teams are eventually going to stop daring him to shoot the open ones. They're going to have to think about getting out there and contesting. And when you have to go out and contest Draymond, that's when everything else opens up for the Warriors. So if he keeps up those shooting numbers, look out, because the Warriors' offense is going to have another level that they can reach. That's what Draymond shooting the basketball can do for the Golden State Warriors. He was very good in this game as well. Draymond Green was. He did get ejected, two technicals in the final couple of minutes. This wasn't the normal Draymond stuff where you're worried about where his head's at or anything like that. This was just an incredibly ugly second half, marred by so many whistles. Again, if you're just joining us here on Warriors Wrap Up, in the second half, there were 34 combined personal fouls in this one, 20 by the Warriors, 14 by the Grizzlies. There were also stoppages for reviews. There were stoppages for technical fouls. There was a lot of stoppages. 34 combined personal fouls and 49 combined free throws. The Grizzlies attempted 28 free throws in the second half of this basketball game. That would have been, for an entire game, tied for the second most free throw attempts a Warriors opponent has had in an entire game so far this year. The Blazers put up 30 game one this season, 30 free throw attempts. The only time the Warriors across an entire game this year have given up more than they gave up in just the second half tonight. And some of that, by no means is it all of it. Some of that is on the Warriors for committing a couple of, you know, maybe not the smartest fouls. You get into the bonus really early, and then it's just a parade to the line after that. But the officiating crew lost track of this game, and they kind of let it devolve into, as Steve Kerr said, again, quote, a parade to the free throw line. Steve Kerr saying the final quarter and a half specifically were, quote, disgusting, to the point where Steve Kerr said he felt bad for the fans. He stopped short of criticizing the officiating crew explicitly. I'm sure he's watching out for his bank account. He does not want to get fined, but he went right up to that mark. He called it disgusting. The flow of the game, I mean, it was ugly, and he's 100% right. That was a rough second half of basketball. He said multiple times, happy about the win. The Warriors got the win. They're 10-2. They're 2-0 in the cup. They have everything in front of them to get out of the group stage and get onto the knockout round. And you defended your home court, which is we've talked about so many times already this year. That's where the Warriors have to make the biggest jump from last year. They won just 21 home games last year. You play 41 every year. They won just 21 home games a year ago. They went 21-20. And this is historically during the Warriors, like the peak of the Warriors, and you know, it's seemingly still going on. This Warriors era, this great era of Warriors basketball, they have always been, when they've had good years, it's always been on the backs of an incredible home record. And last year made no sense because they were one of the best road teams in the league, but they were league average at home. And that's kind of reverse of what happened the year prior, 2 years ago, right? The Warriors were one of the best home teams in the league, and this isn't even the championship year. They were also one of the best home teams in the league the championship year. But 2 years ago, that was the 22-23 season, which was the Steph 50 burger in sack for game 7. You lose in 6 to the Lakers in the second round. The Warriors were one of the best home teams in the league, and they were one of the worst road teams in the league.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.